InfoWars.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away. So enjoy all that on us at freetalklive.com. Last hour, the very end of the hour, I really didn't get a chance to quite explain what it was I was trying to get at. So I want to just recap briefly for those of you just tuning in. We had Dennis call in. It wasn't Dennis. It was actually Andrew calling from Oklahoma. We'll talk to Dennis here in a moment. But we had Andrew on the line, and he was telling us about something we've heard about in the past, and that is the much mysterious Bilderberg group. This group of elite government people, financiers,
more like business people.
Business people. Well, no, they have they've had Hillary Clinton and government people
right.
come out there too.
The Bilderberg group invites those people that they they've been
whatever. They're part of the group. They're part of the group.
Okay.
The world elites are meeting and plotting, and they're running the Federal Reserve. And of course, everybody knows, at least if they've listened to this show for a little while, that the Federal Reserve is a big scam. And so a lot of what he's saying, a lot of what he was saying is probably true. I mean, there is a Bilderberg group, and it is made up of world elites, and they probably do own a lot of stuff. That's all probably true. And I'm sure it's true that many of them would like the idea of a one-world government. In fact, if you dig around through their own writings, many of them admit to it. So none
sure.
of this is really secret.
I'd like to have a one-world government where I was king.
None of this is really a secret. I mean, if you do enough digging, you can find out all of this information. It's publicly available. And so I was asking the caller, what is it that he was intending to do by spreading this info? What is it that you expect to change? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, if obviously his intention was to get people aware of this, right, to raise awareness that there are world elites meeting to control the world. And, okay, so people come to understand that. And how is that going to affect their daily lives exactly? How is that going to actually change something about what it is that they do with themselves during the day? It's not really going to do anything. He sort of suggested that maybe a couple of representatives will make a stand with Ron Paul, for instance, and try to abolish the Federal Reserve. But, of course, if indeed these people are so powerful and so entrenched, it's not very likely that's going to get anywhere. I mean, Ron Paul hasn't gotten anywhere with his previous attempts.
He introduces a bill to get rid of the Federal Reserve every time he can.
Right.
I think it's every 2 years or something.
He's probably lucky if he can find a co-sponsor for
He's lucky if he can find a parking space in Washington. They don't like him very much.
Right. So, I mean, all that considered, I mean, you could go on to say that the elites, they have a catalog of dirty details on all the representatives so they know not to step out of line and they're being controlled and so on and so forth. So, again, the question comes back to, well, what's really the point of all this? I mean, don't Americans kind of inherently know that they're ruled? Don't they kind of know that there's this class of people, whether they're the governments or the business or the elite business owners or whatever, that essentially rule over them? Don't they kind of inherently know that?
I think that people know that the rich, the richer you are, the more preferential treatment you get from the government. Absolutely.
They've been told that you can't fight City Hall, and they certainly don't believe you can fight the federal government. So I just don't really see there's really any end game to promoting the this kind of conspiracy idea of the Bilderberg group. I just don't really see any real value to it. I don't know if it's going to shake anybody out of their slumber and get them to do anything significantly different in their lives. In fact, what it kind of does is it disempowers people. The whole belief system that
right.
there
you can't
is this,
do anything.
Right, this kind of this hopeless situation where there are these world elites and they already are established and they already have all this power and they already have allegedly all these government people under their thumb and under their control. So when you hear all of that and you come to believe it, if you believe it, then you'll feel like, well, what can I do? I mean, I'm just a little guy here. I'm just here building houses, or I'm just here working at a restaurant, or whatever it is that you do. You know, what is it that I could do about a situation like that? How is it that the little guy can do something against a multi-billionaire and all of his billionaire buddies and their friends in politics? It just seems like a very daunting situation, and so it kind of contributes to this defeatist mindset of, oh, well, we're screwed. I guess we better keep our heads down and not do anything because we don't want these world elites targeting us. We don't want anything bad to happen. So I just don't think it's healthy. I don't think it promotes anything in the way of helping people, first of all, number one, understand liberty. I don't think that promoting fringe conspiracy theories does anything to help educate people as to what principle is and to what the nonviolent or the non-aggression principle is, which is a very simple idea to help people understand, and that is that those who agree with the nonviolent or rather non-aggression principle understand that in order to truly have freedom in our lives, we have to allow others to be free. We have to allow them to be as free as we would like to be. And so I want total freedom, so I'm willing to allow others to have total freedom to control their lives, as long as they don't harm anybody else. Obviously, nobody with any sense in their heads would like people to be hurting others. But that's a pretty simple idea, and it doesn't take a lot of convincing to get people on board for that, because that's how most people live their lives already. We don't go around harming one another because it's in our best interest to treat one another with respect. So it's not hard to help people understand what liberty is all about, but if all you're doing is talking about the world elites, they want to control you, they're out there, the Bilderbergs, they're meeting in the woods, and they're having sacrificial ceremonies, and they're plotting to control the world. None of that really constructs anything positive. Do you see where I'm coming from on that?
I do.
All right, I think I've made it clear at this point. 800-259-9231. So while I agree that there are people who are world elites who want to control the world, I'm focused on doing something in my life to achieve liberty in my lifetime. And, of course, we talk a lot about the Free State Project. That's what I've chosen to do, to gather with other activists in New Hampshire and to do activism and to make liberty happen, if we can. Now, of course, the defeatists... Because if you're in this conspiracy realm, you've been told all these things about how the world elites, they want to eliminate 80% of the world's population. Somebody called about the Georgia Guidestones earlier.
Some believe different levels of these things and others. Some of them would believe, that the story that there's lizard aliens running these world elite organizations.
Some believe that. Yeah.
So the rabbit hole goes very, very, very deep.
And the deeper you go, the more depressing it becomes. And the more defeatist the viewpoint becomes. And so when you come across a fringe conspiracy theorist adherent, and you essentially propose an idea like the Free State Project, and you say, well, hey, it's nice and all that you want to go and tell people about what you believe here. That's great. I understand you want to wake people up to the fact that they're controlled and the fact that they're slaves. That's all true. Everybody's pretty much a slave in this country and around the world. So that's all true. It's nice that you want to wake people up to that. But when you propose the idea of a solution, when you say, well, let's get together and let's do some activism and achieve liberty in our lifetime, they say, whoa, I can't stick my head up above the water. They're just going to bite it off. Whoa, you can't gather people together. They're going to roll in tanks. They're going to drop a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, I would say this is true with some, and probably most of them that you talk to. I wouldn't say this is all of them.
I'm just telling you that the deeper they are into the defeatist mindset, the more likely they are to have that viewpoint. The more likely are they to recoil back and say, whoa, we can't get together. They'll kill us all. And if that's where you've gone to and that's what you believe, then what are you living for? You're just trying to suffice to the next paycheck to where you can continue to keep your head down and not make any noise and try to hopefully avoid the tentacles of the state in your life, because eventually they'll probably come after you for something, whether it's a zoning violation or marijuana possession or whatever. Eventually the state will come around to you and it'll be your turn to pay up and to obey. And I think the only way to avoid that is to get together with like-minded people. Maybe I'm wrong. If you think so, 800-259-9231 is the number. We continue with your calls. Go to WFLA and land and talk to Dennis in Florida. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dennis. Going once.
How are you?
Dennis, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to get to the local scam.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sure you're familiar with Progress Energy and their little scam. They want to charge starting next month. Everybody in Progress Energy area, 25% increase in their power bills to build their nuclear plant on our money. What do you think of that?
Well, it sounds like the sweet, sweet deal that these electrical companies managed to get with the local governments. It's really unfortunate, and we're told that monopolies are bad until the government says they're okay, I guess.
No doubt about it. More on the way. Thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio-blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping the personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of photo blocker. Go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. You get signed up for the updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can get a free account over at privacyharbor.com today. So your emails can't be snooped on. Privacyharbor.com.
As we continue here, I wanted to comment a little further on the power issue that we just had a gentleman in WFLA land bring up. Dennis was asking about apparently the situation there with their power monopoly is that they're increasing their bills by 25% in order to pay to build the brand new power plant. And you would say to yourself that, well, in a truly free world, it'd be all right for a company to increase their bills in order to cover some costs. But we're not dealing with a truly free world here because we're dealing with a government-approved monopoly. In most places in this country, I believe there are some exceptions to this, but not very many. In most places, you only have one power company from which to choose. There is not another option. And the reason for that isn't because power is a bad business and that nobody wants to get into the business. The reason for that is because the existing power company, whoever they are, wherever you live, the existing power company has a deal. It's called a sweetheart deal with the county government. And that deal allows them to have exclusive, to be the exclusive power provider for a certain geographic area, which pretty much means that they can charge whatever they want. Now, of course, the government's going to restrict that. The government's going to say, well, you can't charge above this, and you know they're going to price cap,
sure.
And they're going to mess around, which may be one of the reasons why they're passing on the cost of the new plant in current bills as opposed to using some savings. Why is it that this power company that has been operating for years in the Tampa area, as our caller was suggesting, why is it that they just don't have enough money to go and invest and build it?
Well, they probably do have the money. However,
maybe they aren't allowed
to. They want to be able to pass it on.
Well, do they have the money, Mark? Or maybe they're prevented by some sort of governmental regulation from having more than X amount of
the
money.
The possibility exists, but I doubt that's so, honestly.
Who knows what all of the various different regulatory, what the regulatory atmosphere is for these companies. They are, I imagine, quite controlled by the various different governments. And that's in return for being allowed the monopoly. That's in return for being given essentially guaranteed business from 99.9% of the residents. The point one being somebody with a solar panel or something like that, a solar panel setup, so they're sort of off the grid. But except with the exception of off-the-grid people, everybody else subscribes to the power company, so they have to pay. So how would things be different in a more free market environment where we could have more than one power company? Well, I heard an amazingly brilliant suggestion, and I'm sure this is not a revelation for you, Mark, but for me it was – I never thought of it before. Up here in New Hampshire, you might have heard the news over the last few days. A number of people have been out of power. There have been, I think, like at one point yesterday, it was half the state.
The Northeast.
Yeah, half of the state of New Hampshire was completely without power because there was an ice storm overnight, and the ice gathers on tree branches and it gathers on the power lines, and tree branches fall and the power lines snap off and big problems. I mean, trees falling into the roadway, all kinds of trouble. Well, somebody actually posted over, I think it was the NHFree.com forums, saying that where they used to live, the power lines ran underground. Well, that would solve some major outage problems, wouldn't it? If tree branches and stuff like that weren't falling on the overhanging power lines, you'd probably have a whole hell of a lot less problems as far as outages go. And he in fact said the entire time he lived there, he'd never had an outage. So that's just one example of a real basic innovation that's probably been, you know, somebody came up with that decades ago.
I hope that technology increases to the point where we can have some kind of electrical generation. It, essentially, you know, house, each house can have something. They're trying with solar panels and windmills and things like that, but I don't know how it's all going to work. And
yeah, with a little nuclear reactor. That'd be cool.
Yeah, likely that would be outlawed by
the feds.
The state, the municipalities, whatever.
We essentially are living in a 1970s power structure. The power grid in America is essentially locked in since the 1970s. There's no competition, and B, the existing companies are not really allowed to build new plants for the most part. I mean, apparently the guy was saying they're going to build.
You can't put in hydro power in most places because you'll be messing with the wetlands.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't want to mess with fishies, right?
So this is one of the reasons why we have so much trouble. We have so much trouble with these outages and all these problems and not having enough power and all of the things the government people complain about. It's because they've allowed a monopoly. What do you expect to get? I mean, this is something that they do teach in government school. They do teach that monopolies are bad things in general. Most people understand that. So why do we accept that it's okay with the power company? Why do we accept that it's all right with water delivery service? But power, I think, is even more important than that. People just sort of, oh, well, that's the power company. That's what we do. We buy from the power company. Nobody ever says, well, why isn't there another power company? Well, they're not allowed to do business. Oh, you could say the city people will come in and say, well, if we allowed another power company in here, then we'd have to string more lines.
There'd be more clutter. Clutter. Clutter.
It'd be a problem, and then they'd have to go, and they'd have to go on people's property, and blah, blah. They have all kinds of excuses as to why, oh, there's not enough market demand for it. Well, why don't you just let the market decide whether or not there's enough market demand? I mean, if indeed there was enough demand, people could set up tiny little power stations and feed power to neighborhoods and things like that. Make just a little bit of money. Neighborhoods might even set up their own power stations and run that as a cost of the neighborhood fees or something like that. There could be all kinds of options if they were allowed to explore in that particular area. But they're not. So we're stuck in the 70s. 1-800-259-9231 as we continue here. Ladies first, Kristen is on the line listening to WNTK in New Hampshire. Hello, Kristen.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind? Yeah.
Not much. I have no power. I live in New Hampshire. And I'm running a space heater off a generator. Tons of candles lit. I have my hand crank radio, and I found you guys, and I'm enjoying the show.
That's fantastic. So how long has the power been out? A couple days at this point?
Since Friday morning, I believe.
And you say you already had a generator. Did you have to run out and get one?
No, I had one.
Oh, that's good. You know, I'm thinking about getting one at this point just because I don't have it, and it sure would be nice to have one, like that.
You definitely need one.
Now, do you have it hooked into your power system at home, or is it just running an extension cord out there?
An extension cord. I got two space heaters, one in my basement so my pipes don't freeze, and then one in my living room. But, yeah, it's cold.
Well, I guess that's the good side of the ice down is that people are discovering Free Talk Live for the first time, giving you something to listen to, something to do out there in the dark. And any thoughts on some of the things we've been talking about tonight? Anything you wanted to comment on?
I agree with almost all of it.
Well, I'm glad you're out there, and we're going to be on every night out there, or every Saturday night there on NTK. And when you get your power back on, if you've got internet access, you can find us at freetalklive.com during the week. We've got a weekday show as well that, unfortunately, we've yet to been able to convince NTK to carry. So thanks for listening. We appreciate hearing from you, and stay warm. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's a three-dog night here in New Hampshire.
You can bring up whatever you want. We lucked out here in Keene. For whatever reason, we're pretty much untouched by all the damage, so lucky us. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231.
Tis the season to be healthy. Will the law be enforced by the UN to enslave the herbalists to come under the umbrella of Big Pharma? Will the public lose their freedom to obtain natural herbs for health and healing? Will this nation bow to such a concept? Choose life. Life Change Tea. Lose weight, detox from chemicals, and enhance your energy. And to give you an extra boost, buy a 4-week supply of Super Tea and get 2 more weeks for free. That's a 6-week supply for the price of a 4-week supply. It's our holiday special, and it's for a limited time. Order now online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose those unwanted holiday pounds. And don't forget, if you don't get the tea, it doesn't work.
Drought, crop failure, economic collapse, famine. Is this in America's future? Sadly, this is part of America's not-so-distant past. During the Great Depression, half of the American people grew much of their own food, but over 18 million people suffered from starvation. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans grow their own food. Plan for your family's future and don't leave anything to chance. Go to GetSeeds.net and give the gift of life this Christmas and help ensure that if if history repeats itself, you and your loved ones will be prepared for crisis. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, all-natural, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Go to GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 and get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, live streams included. You've got a broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all there completely free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, if you love liberty, you should check out Bureaucrash Social. It's the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Go to bureaucrash.com to learn more. That's bureaucrash.com. As we go to your phone calls, we'll talk to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to KGEZ.
Howdy.
Hey, what's
minus up? 14, wind chill factor 40 below tonight. That's what they say.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be a little chilly. Maybe if that was a little chilly like that all around the place, we'd have a little peaceful world because people kind of tend to work together when it's cold out there, you know.
Yeah, I think anything that we could have that would work towards a peaceful world would be a good thing, though. I don't really care too much for the cold. I'll deal with it, though.
Gravity electromagnetic generators, man.
You're saying that's the future of power?
Well, I think they got it already. We're making electric the way they made electricity, the way they made it 120 years ago, man. As long as they keep doing that, they'll be a monopoly. You know, I think they got technology they don't let us know about. All these UFO everybody see, that's our new flying stuff. They got stuff that 100 years ahead of what we got. We're like living in a modern kind of a late 1970s. Mm. Just, you know, what do we got? The cell phones and computers and, you know.
We'd have cell phones earlier if it weren't for the federal government. We could have had cell phones back in the 1960s. The FCC held that up for decades.
But see, this is what I'm getting at. this New World Order. Everybody's scared about the New World Order. You know, like the evolution of mankind kind of is going to lead us to that, you know. But I think of it like you think of the free state, I think is the free globe, you know. And that freedom germ could be spread by us. We hold that power as Americans with the Declaration of Independence in our blood and in our thought patterns. And we should use the opportunity as this one world order. Matter of fact, I think we are. The Earth is like the family car headed down the cosmic highway in the universe,
far
man.
Out, man.
And we better get along in the back seat.
Hey, I'm with you, man.
Or the father is going to pull us over and give us a good smack with a, you know, asteroid. And maybe that will get us together, you know. You know.
Well,
but
I
anyway,
think that, I think
we
that freedom
do a good
is
enough
the
job killing each other as these nationalistic pig bastard nations that want to just control everything. And there is a lot more plebs out there than the elite, and the plebeian in a turnum. And the more common people get the taste of freedom that the Americans will bring to them in this new world order, and the more freedom that passes on, the more plebes will feel the freedom, and they don't let go.
I agree with you, Dave.
We got it.
I thank you for the call tonight. As always, we do have it. It is coming. Liberty, I think, is on the way.
In the turnum.
Thank you for the call, Dave. 800-259-9231.
I always felt like the old town and country wagon could handle an asteroid.
But I like his vision, and generally, I generally agree with it. I think that I don't think that it's necessarily going to be America that shows the world the way to freedom, because a lot of people aren't going to pay attention to anything that America does. And I'm being very obviously general and collectivistic in that particular expression, because people around the world are pretty pissed at what Americans have allowed to happen to their country. They're pretty upset the fact that the American military is going around the world killing people. So it's going to take them a little while to pay close attention to what's going on. But I think if we can set a couple places free, maybe New Hampshire and Montana or something like that, if we can set a couple places truly free, then, yeah, I think we can have that shining beacon on the hill for the world to look to say, wow, that freedom stuff really works. You know, those guys over in New Hampshire, they tried freedom. And turns out that they've got the most prosperous society. Turns out they've got the healthiest society. Turns out they've got the most freedom of anywhere else. Turns out that you can go and start your own business without begging permission from some bureaucrat and all kinds of other things. Freedom is working. It's proving. We're going to prove to the world that freedom works and that controlling our neighbors is not an appropriate thing to do, that allowing our neighbors to be free is the most, I think, godlike way to live. I think it's something that we should all aspire to, is to just come to the understanding that our neighbors should be allowed to make their own choices for themselves, even if they would choose differently than we might want them to choose. And once we can get to that point and more people can internalize that, and we can move out from there and evolve past where we currently are, evolve past the point where mankind has this inherent belief that they must be ruled by other men, other fallible, wrong, potentially wrong men.
Often wrong.
Yeah, when we can get beyond that particular belief system, I think we can really have some amazing growth. And I agree with Dave that the rest of the world will sit up and take notice. And who knows, maybe we really will have a truly free world at some point. I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime, but I hope so. Let's continue with your calls about what you want. We'll talk to Mike, listening to WNTK in New Hampshire. Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You were talking earlier about burying the power line, something a lot more cheaper. You're already paying the power company a power bill. Why don't they spend a little on chainsaw gas, chainsaw oil, trim the trees back away from the power lines where if they fall, they don't fall on them?
Aren't they supposed to do that once a year or something? I mean, I looked out in front of my house, and the trees are all around the power lines. It would, I mean, one down branch, and my lines are out. So, yeah, why don't they do that?
I mean, to me, that's a simple fix.
Well, it's, you know, the answer to the question is because they're a monopoly. They just don't have the same level of incentive. Yeah, they'll get out there and do it from time to time. For all I know, maybe you have to call them out there. Maybe I should call them next year and get them to come out. But in a free market where they would be competing against another power company, they'd have a real interest in maintaining their lines as best as they possibly could to ensure a quality service to their customers. But when it doesn't matter, when you can't really go anywhere else for power, it's like, oh, well, we'll get to it when we get to it. And if you happen to be out of power, well, too bad. Just be cold.
Well, I just moved up from Florida, and I know nobody wants to hear this is the way we did it back home, but we paid the power companies our utility bills every month. They would come out, trim the trees in your yard every year. And it doesn't matter if you liked it or not. They might cut the top out of your favorite tree in your yard, but if it was near their power lines, they cut it.
They sure would.
Yeah, that's a good point. I thought they did that around here, but I guess I haven't noticed them doing it this year, so I don't know. And again, it's...
Who pays attention to power lines until your power goes out?
Right,
you know?
it's the monopoly factor. I mean, if you got it down in... If you got that level of service down in Florida, it's just, you know, luck that it happened down there and it didn't happen up here, and it'd be luck that it happened here and didn't happen there, and it's just whatever the monopoly decides to do is what you get, and if you don't like it, well, what are you going to do about it? You can't not have power, although I guess the Amish would disagree. Any other thoughts for us?
No, that's it. I just want to throw my 2 cents in.
Hey, Mike, thank you for the call. We just moved up from Florida a couple of years ago, and we love it here in New Hampshire. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. And we'll go to Chris, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind, Chris?
I used to manage a hotel in Colorado, and it was heated with natural gas. And we had the ability to negotiate with different companies, the gas that we were buying. And
isn't it amazing?
It wasn't propane like a tank attached to the hotel.
Right, like an actual
pipes
line.
Pipes underground, kind of equivalent to electric lines.
Right.
Except it was lines underground. And they all fed into one, say, central point that was maybe miles away. I don't even know where they put it in. But it just got mixed in with all the other gas. But you could negotiate your gas price. And I don't know why you couldn't do that with electricity.
You could. It's just that they've got a deal with the government, and they are protected. I mean, that's what government does, is they protect their friends, they reward their friends, and they punish their enemies. And so, unfortunately, because they're rewarding their buddies in the power industry, we all get punished by the fact that we don't get to choose. And it's a similar, I believe it's the same way up here, Mark, where we have gas lines running to houses here in Keene. And I believe you can switch companies.
Not where I live.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. The remaining moments, just enough time for your call if you dial in now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support the show, there's a real easy way to do it, especially considering that it's that holiday shopping season, and you, if you've not yet purchased your holiday gifts, you should get it done, like, now. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter if it's 10 o'clock at night. You can go anytime to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. Get it taken care of. Get the products delivered before Christmas time. And feel confident because you're getting the brands you trust at great prices, free super saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And plus, the best part for us, of course, is that a percentage of your purchase is going to go to Free Talk Live. So instead of having all the profit go to Amazon, they cut us a percent, which is actually, it's a pretty good percent. It's like usually 7 or 8%. I think it's 4% on electronics, but otherwise it's pretty healthy. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, and feel good because you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. That's the point of the show. Austin is on the line listening to WSE in South Carolina. Hello, Austin.
Hello, fellas. How y'all tonight?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind?
Well, the thing is that the reason that you're having a problem with certain little minor bureaucrats in your neck of the woods, and the reason we're in this financial crisis and had all these stupid wars and so forth, is simply because there is no accountability for the powers that be, whether they be great or small.
That's true.
We have sat here, cowardly Americans, apathetic fools, have sat on our butts and watched this country being systematically destroyed. Concentrated power in the Pentagon, and all these huge corporations, now they've destroyed our currency, our monetary system, and the next step is, of course, a depression that will be unrivaled in this country's history.
Don't forget the police state.
It could very well happen.
Yes. Oh, I guarantee you that's the next step.
You know, and you could go and you could have gone and voted in every election, local, state, and national. And the fact is,
wouldn't have changed it.
It wouldn't have changed
anything.
Not at all. No, you know, they've got these rock the vote campaigns where they want people who really can't tell the difference between you know, poop and chocolate ice cream to go out and vote for the next president. You know, what's the point in going in and wasting your vote counteracting that guy's?
Precisely.
Well, what's the point anyway when the candidates are all the same either way you slice it?
Well, I know. And they interviewed a girl down here in Charleston on one of the local talk stations, and she was wondering why that Sarah Palin was even running for vice president because she didn't even live in this country. She lived in Alaska. Anyway, thanks. I very much enjoy listening to your program.
Great call, Austin. I appreciate you listening. Thank you. 800-259-9231. That's a man that gets it.
Yeah. You know, I like nothing better than those man on the street interviews where they ask them questions and they get the you know, the dumbest answers. How many states are there? 52. You know,
maybe someday there'll be 48. That'll be nice.
Who is Dick Cheney? You know, you get. It's just hilarious.
I eagerly await the day, Mark, when we can say there are 49 states in the United States.
Because we left.
Hopefully. Somebody leave, please. Whether it's New Hampshire or Montana or whoever,
I just
get the hell out so we can begin the process of legitimizing secession and popularizing it and hopefully getting the hell out of this terrible concept known as the federal government.
I certainly am of that opinion that I don't think that the federal government really does anything for the average individual here in the United States. But, you know, I don't think that it's very likely that a state will secede. It doesn't, you know, a popular vote, what's going to happen there?
How's it going to play out? Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure, but it's possible. It is still possible.
I think it's more possible that you'll have some kind of either-or situation. A state says, we'll secede if you implement real ID or, you know.
Isn't that what they're trying to do here in New Hampshire? What was it that Dennis said the other night? Dennis Scottard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance said that there was some sort of bill that they were putting forth that said that if it was like a gun, was it a gun ban or something?
I can't remember. But I know that it was
National Service.
And it was there was also one put out in Arizona not too long ago. I believe Montana had a secession bill that was just sort of one of these if situations.
Right,
and I think that that's a little more likely.
Yeah.
I still think they'll try to get out of it once that time comes around for whatever reason. But
you mean not actually secede?
Right, the bureaucrats. We can't do that.
What about our federal money?
Right, we can have that federal money.
Which is so stupid because
they want
it's
that
your
printing
money.
Press money.
Well, it's so dumb because it's your money in the first place. They took it from you, and then they're taking a chunk off the top and then giving it back to you. And they're not even giving it to you. They're giving it to the state government people. So good luck you seeing a piece of it. 1-800-259-9231. But you know what? Austin is absolutely right in that this process has been going on for a long time, the process of just the state growing ever larger and ever more intrusive and more oppressive and more expensive. And, you know, the time that the battle was lost was when the first regulation came down, was when the first group of Americans decided, okay, I'll obey that.
Well,
and they went ahead and they obeyed, and then the next regulation came, and the next one came, and the next one came, and here we are today with an insurmountable amount of regulatory rules and statutes and ordinances, and you could not possibly process all of this information. You could not possibly read through even the laws for your state, let alone the federal government.
Not before you die, that's for sure.
So the whole idea that ignorance of the law is no excuse is completely nonsensical today. Back when the law was do no harm, then yeah, ignorance was no excuse when that was the law. When it was just common law or natural law or whatever you want to call that. I believe that there is a difference, but I'm not too sure what it is. But when it was just do no harm, there's no excuse for doing harm. But there is an excuse for not knowing what the building regulations are and the code and zoning and all the other nonsense. Let's go to Officer Liberty, speaking of a man who knows a few regulations. You're a cop, and you're in Minnesota, and you're on the amp line.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, I know that Brad Jardis here in New Hampshire, he's the lone law enforcement against prohibition active officer. He kind of makes it a hobby of his to read as many New Hampshire laws as he can. Is that something that a lot of cops do?
Not at all. I try to leave work at work, and I'm busy enough there as it is. So.
I think he actually reads them at work. I think he just sits in, you know how cops like to just sit in their squad car and sleep and stuff
oh,
like that?
Of course. Right. Yeah.
So he does.
But, what I originally called in to talk to you guys might be longer than a 2-minute conversation, so I think I'll save that one for later. But
well, we've got 3 minutes, so you can go ahead if you want, but whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, well, maybe I'll save it for tomorrow, but I just wanted to put you guys in my shoes once and see how you guys do.
Okay. Go.
I'll put you in my hypothetical world. Let's say that you're sitting outside of a house, and you know, let's not get into how, but you know for a fact that there's a man in there with a little girl that he kidnapped. You know that, but you can't prove it. What do you do?
I don't know what how the rules go or anything like that.
Did you say we were cops in this scenario?
Yes.
Okay, so we're cops, and we know that there's a man in a house with a little girl, and he's doing awful things to her, presumably?
Yes, but you can't prove it.
What do you do about it? Well,
I don't know.
Wait till he comes out and goes shopping and have a chat with him?
What if the little girl's dead now because he waited?
Could happen. Of course, this guy is going to go to prison if he, you know, knows that. I mean, can't you stand on your little blowhorn there and say, you know, hey, I know you're in there. You got a little girl. You got the choice. You could possibly get probation or, you know, a little bit of time for the kidnapping. We'll help you out. Or you can go to prison for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
But now what if he kills a little girl because now he knows you're out there and he's got nothing else to lose?
Well, at that point, what's the question? If I bust in the door, what if he kills the little girl as I'm going in? You know, I mean,
exactly.
The thing is, you've always got a situation as what if he kills the little girl?
So then that might lead to certain cops stretching the truth, if you will,
sure,
on a search warrant. And, you know, does the end justify the means?
Well, I think that if the police were only going after people that kidnapped little girls and things like that,
there'd be a lot less outrage.
Right, there'd be a lot less outrage. If you were violating the constitutional rights of a sick pervert like that, you wouldn't have nearly the outrage of the average individual as you have today with cops shooting dogs and drug busts and things like that. I mean, I was talking to my wife and I was telling her the story, and I guess she'd never heard it before. I guess it was probably going on 2 years ago, where the SWAT team in Virginia went in and busted a doctor's office and for a betting pool, and had the doctor in handcuffs on his knees, and one of the SWAT officers accidentally shot him in the head and killed a doctor over a gambling pool.
And I'd like to add, and I thank you, Officer Liberty, for the call. I'd like to add that in a free market situation, if it was a bounty hunter that was going after a violent criminal, he wouldn't be bound by any of those rules. The only rules would be that if he was wrong, his ass would be on the line and he'd be liable. See you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Lead from